Hey, good Tuesday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. If you have 10 minutes to spare, might I suggest you check out a little mini documentary of Brandi Carlisle visiting a women's correctional facility in her native Washington state. It's pretty darn inspiring and definitely in the spirit of this time of year. Brandi's been doing these prison shows in cooperation with the IF Project, a program that focuses on intervention, prevention, and telling the stories of incarcerated women for about 10 years now. The highlight of the video is an acoustic performance of the mother, a very stirring personal account of the complicated nature of motherhood that Brandi penned after the birth of her first child, and she and her wife have another one on the way. Well, some kids in Minneapolis have to be feeling like kids in a candy store today. That's because a new initiative from Prince's Estate will allow students at the city's Fine Arts Interdisciplinary Resource, or FAIR, Magnet School to have free access to Paisley Park, where studio tours normally run between $46 and $168. A spokesperson for Paisley Park says Prince was a passionate advocate for music education and that the program might extend to other schools in the city limits and in the suburbs, too. January 8th, 2018 will mark the very first Ocean Acidification Day of Action, and to mark it a bit early, Baltimore psych synth band Animal Collective and Baltimore ambient artist Amy Dang have partnered with the Ocean Foundation for a new song that promotes awareness about ocean acidification. It's called Suspend the Time, and you can download and stream it after you get on the Ocean Foundation's mailing list. Well, on this day in music history, November 27th, 1970, George Harrison released All Things Must Pass, which featured, of course, What is Life and My Sweet Lord, and to answer a trivia question that might come up someday for you, became the best-selling solo album of all time by a Beatle. Well, some late greats were born on this day. Booker T and the MG's drummer, the late Al Jackson, would be 83. I Love a Rainy Night singer Eddie Rabbit would turn 77. And the greatest guitarist of all time, doubt if you get much of an argument there, Jimi Hendrix would have celebrated his 67th. And that's a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on.